Onward now with Greater LA from KCRW. I'm Steve Chiotakis. So, you heard about how to wrap sustainably. You learned how to turn thrifted gifts into new treasure. And how about making your whole holiday celebration a little more climate friendly? Reducing that Yuletide carbon footprint. Well, KCRW's Kaylee Wells is here with a bunch of ideas to help you with that as well. Hey, Kaylee.
Hey, Steve.
Just how big an issue is this, by the way? I mean, I feel like the trash can is filled to the brim during the holidays, or I empty it out a lot during the holidays. What's going on?
Well, it's not just you. Between Thanksgiving and New Year's, the waste in the U.S. increases by about 25%.
By a quarter?
Yeah.
Wow. All right, I guess the question is, what's in those trash bins? I mean, besides the non-recyclable wrapping paper, which, you know, hopefully you've already solved.
Sure. But it's still stuff because, you know, the season in the U.S. is built on consuming stuff. And there's all the packaging that your items come in and the shipping materials that they're shipped in or the old thing that the new thing replaced. Or maybe it's some tacky ornament that you didn't want anyway or all those leftovers that you couldn't get through. All of that's the kind of stuff going in the bin.
But what do you do instead, I guess, is the question. I mean, my mom's not going to be happy if I just, you know, don't do anything for her for Christmas. I want to do something for her, and you want to do something for your family members, for your friends. How do you do that sustainably?
Yeah, sure. I totally get that. I've got four nieces who would not be very forgiving if I decided, you know, hey, for the planet, you're not going to get a gift this year. So I totally get it. This year, instead of me buying them stuff, we're doing a thing together. It's this whole, like, you buy someone an experience. So in 3 weeks, we're all going to go to a rock climbing gym near where they live, and that's their gift. There's no packaging. There's no clutter. There's just this experience that we're going to do together. I talked to a sustainable living educator, Sarah Robertson Barnes, and she said, yeah, she is all about it now that her kids are both preteens.
I've asked for a season's pass to the amusement park near us for the grandparents to all pool in on that rather than, you know, random stuff that they're not going to use or look at again or remember. But every time we do the activity, hey, remember Grammy and Grandpa got this for Christmas? Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, that's nice. Experience over gift. And, you know, I've taken my mom to the Grand Canyon and stuff like that. But I don't think my mom's going to want to go rock climbing or maybe to Six Flags to ride a roller coaster. So,
okay.
I mean, how do you do that, especially when she lives out of state? I mean, I'm going to send her something.
Yeah, for sure. I totally get that. And for the adults in my life who live out of state, this is where I've gifted donations or memberships, things like that. So, you know, like a couple years ago, I gifted my in-laws this donation to this group that's restoring the Great Barrier Reef because it's dying out because of climate change. And I adopted them a new piece of coral, and then they got a little adoption certificate.
Aww.
And I named it, and I presented them with a fake coral ornament. And so then every year when they pull out Carl the coral, they think of the coral that they adopted.
Carl the coral? Did you really, Kaylee? Oh,
I did.
Wow.
I did. And I feel no shame. Don't shame me. And then, you know, for my mom this year, I got her this thing called Storyworth, where like every week she gets a prompt to write about for something that happened in her life. And she does that for a year. And then at the end of the year, the company puts it into a book that we'll all get to enjoy. Then, you know, my husband's uncle last year got us a membership to Huntington Gardens over in San Marino. And we've gone like six times this year for free. And every time I go there, I think of him. So like, again, no clutter, no packaging. It solves all those problems.
All right. So the gifts are covered. Experience over gifts. Here's another one that I've always wondered.
Yeah.
And you know, this time of year, obviously the big question, fake tree or real tree? I have a fake tree, personally, but which way should it go? And I have a friend, by the way, with a live tree in a pot.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the best. If you can do one of those living trees, then you're not killing anything, and you get all the benefits that come with a real tree. But the sort of blanket answer, and I know this is hard for you and I who live in big buildings, the answer is real tree, and I asked Candace Dickens Russell to explain it to me. She is an environmental educator, and she is CEO of Friends of the LA River.
You know, trees offer ecosystem services. They sequester carbon, they capture water, they provide oxygen, they provide habitat, and a real tree is doing all of those things the whole time it's growing in a farm, as opposed to a fake tree that is made of plastic. Made probably not by people who should be making these trees. It's a lot of young people, children in factories making these horrible things with all these chemicals. And then it gets on a slow boat to get to you. So no question.
So she's saying, Kaylee, even though you cut it down, the tree, while it's alive, is doing all those positive things for planet Earth.
Right. In the time it took before it got cut down, it was doing all the good things that trees do. But fake trees don't do any of those things. And the fake trees are traveling probably from the other side of the world. If you want to be an extra credit student and you know you're living in Southern California, you should probably try and buy a tree that's grown locally. And that means you don't go to the Home Depot tree lot near you and buy the noble fir, because that probably got shipped from the Pacific Northwest. So go for something like a Monterey pine, which, by the way, because it's not traveling as far, it's less expensive. So kind of a win-win.
And it smells good, too. How about that? That's always the plus about a real tree.
I agree.
The other thing, Kaylee, that ends up in the trash, maybe a few days after the holidays, whatever holiday you're celebrating, is the food, the leftovers, right after the big dinner. And I imagine this is a case of being more creative with the leftovers. Am I right?
Yes, especially if your goal here is to just reduce the amount of waste going into your trash. Yeah, be more creative. I know someone who, for a 7-person Thanksgiving, got a 14-pound bird. Don't do that. Don't bake cookies for the sake of having an endless supply of cookies. You can just have a batch or two and call it. But even more important than all those things for the climate is think of the impact of the foods that you're serving. So, like, one of the biggest climate decisions we make every day is what we eat. And the best thing you can do is not put meat on the table. The second best thing you can do, for those of us who aren't willing to do that, is put less meat on the table. So beef is by far the worst, followed by pork and lamb, followed by chicken and turkey. So if you're deciding between a steak and a bird, put a bird on the table. And let the vegetable side dishes just be the stars of your meals. Like, you don't need to put bacon on the green bean casserole or in the mashed potatoes. Just let them be the amazing plants that they are.
All food for thought, you see.
Hey.
KCRW's Kaylee Wells reporting for us on the environment and sustainability. Kaylee, as always, thank you.
Anytime, Steve.
That's going to do it for us this evening. I can tell you, my Greek-American mother, no lamb at Christmas? No, not going to fly, trust me. Coming up in just a moment, it is Today Explained. 3 elite university presidents walking to Congress for a hearing on anti-Semitism. Well, only 2 of them still have their jobs. What happened and how'd we get here? Today Explained next on KCRW. Tomorrow on GLA, as you light your 6th candle of Hanukkah tonight, longtime customers are mourning the loss of a Jewish bakery on Fairfax, one that's been around since the 1940s. That's tomorrow on the show, online, anytime at kcrw.com/GLA. And while you're there, think about a contribution to KCRW, a place where you belong, whether it be the music programs and the shows, culture, podcasts, weekly dives into food and culture. This is a place that belongs to you during our season of giving back, kcrw.com/give. And thank you so much. We do appreciate it. Juliana Mayo, Zoe Matthew, Kelsey Gante, Eddie Sun, Sonia Geis, Ray Guarna, Sue Margulies, Phil Richards, Amy Ta, Carlos Ramirez, Michael Vogel, and Christian Bordall all helped in putting the show together this evening. I'm Steve Chiantakis. Thanks for that ear. Bye-bye.